This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here is a somewhat existential economic question. What do you suppose is the oil industry's biggest challenge? And if you said low prices, uncertain supply, or market volatility, I'm sorry, but no. According to the CEO of Royal Dutch Shell, who it's fair to assume would know, it's public acceptance of those oil companies, trust that they understand their social and environmental responsibilities. From the sustainability desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
If we're not careful, public support will wane. That's what the CEO of Royal Dutch Shell, Ben Van Beurden, told an oil confab in Houston. He said Shell is putting $1 billion into renewables, and that board member pay is linked to climate goals. John Hofmeister, ex-president of Shell U.S., says the company has learned the cost of losing public trust.
Whether it's the accusations in Nigeria of environmental despoilation, whether it is going back to the 1930s and the fact that it had a CEO who was a National Socialist. These lessons are what every executive at Shell knows about.
When things go wrong, companies can lose drilling permits and be targeted by activists, says Patrick Heller of the Natural Resource Governance Institute. It's a watchdog group.
There have been large-scale protests to block access or prevent the projects from operating. There's a real impact on the bottom line of these companies.
You might think oil firms would be optimistic under the pro-fossil fuel Trump government. But for global companies with long timelines, one political cycle in D.C. is just a blink. Oil exec Ed Herz teaches economics at the University of Houston.
The change in the administration is not going to change the direction of science or the direction of the climate. And these corporations understand that in 4 years there'll be another president, and they have to plan ahead.
He warns if the president doesn't lead, companies that know what's good for them will have to. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.